welcome to Spirit's Work, the metaphysical and spiritual show designed to open your eyes to the greater possibilities of life. And thanks for joining us. On this show, we bring you communication from the spirit world, from those who have already crossed over, and who continue to walk with us and who try to look after us. As mediums, we are able to bring you the benefit of their wisdom, and as a result, we can get a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options we never realized were available to us. And today's show is our mini Akashic reading show. We do this once a month, and it's pre-booked readings only, and it's just really a 10-minute snippet of a proper Akashic reading. So if you would like to learn more about our Akashic readings or any of the other services that we offer, go to our website, which is spirit-teaching.com.
Well, hi. I'm Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work on the wonderful bbsradio.com every Monday at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, that's for today's show, that's 9 p.m. UK time GMT, we have another radio show, and that's called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistverse.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. If you want to know more about us, our books, CDs, book an Akashic reading, please go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com, or www.spiritsworkradio.com. Every week, I Deep Trance channel live on air. I bring through an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the spokesperson for a group of highly knowledgeable spirits called the White Cloud Group. They are an educational group, and they are here to give us information and knowledge we'd never have access to in any other way. When I go into the trance state, my consciousness, my spirit, is taken basically to somewhere in the spirit world, and I don't really necessarily have to know what happens during that time in the spirit world. Sometimes I remember it, sometimes I don't, and I certainly don't know of anything that's happening in the physical reality, and that's the way it works. So it's kind of like a extended sleep, really, from my from my day.
Yes, it just seems full like, unconscious.
Yes, yes, like a midday nap, but it happens at any time when I ask of it.
Okay, and you're going to do that.
And I'm going to do that now. Take my glasses off.
So we can get on with the show.
Yes, absolutely. Take my glasses off and stuff.
If anybody's listening that thinks that they might like an Akashic reading, then just email us your full name at birth, which is your first, middle, and last name, your date of birth, your telephone number, just in case I lose your email, and one question, and email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. So like I say, if you ever listen to the show, maybe you've not heard it before, and you can see whether you think that you might like one. Or if you would like prefer a personal reading where you can get in much more information on a more personal level, and privately, obviously, then go to our website, which is spirit-teaching.com. Gregory Hay walked the earth 300 years ago. This is going to be speaking to you. And after his passing, he was asked if he would like to be trained to be the representative of an educational group that were going to help the people of the earth discover a more harmonious way of life. And the White Cloud Group consists of many, many, many eminent scientists, physicists, scholars, as well as ordinary people. And so, like I say, today will be a bit different because we won't have the phone lines open for questions, but if you want to join us on another Akashic reading show, just get in touch with me. I'll give you some more details later on, but we're just slightly late, and I know we have our other caller waiting, but I haven't even said hello to Gregory yet. So, hi, Gregory.
Hello, my dear friend, with love and light, as always.
Well, just to tell people in brief what they're going to hear is the Akashic, an Akashic reading is you reading from their book of life, isn't it?
Yes, basically. Everyone has a book of life that they have had since the dawn of time as a pure spirit being.
Okay, so this would be a bit different. And we're going to launch straight into it, like I say, because we are running just slightly late. But it doesn't mean to say anybody's going to get shortchanged on time, because I think we've been given a few minutes over at the end. So, okay, so do we have Laura on the line?
Hi, Sylvie.
Hi. Hi there. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Look forward to it.
Good. Okay. Well, here's Gregory then.
Hello, my dear friend Laura. Hello.
Hello, Gregory. Good to hear
you. Hello. And wonderful to be able to speak with you at this time, friend.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and you are most welcome. And as I open up your Akashic book, this your Akashic book, I see, my dear friend, that we have a great deal of information, not just about your present physical life, but also about your spirit life.
Oh, wonderful.
It appears to be, my friend, that we actually can quite clearly see that you are a being of immense energy. And this energy is something which actually propels you along in life. I have to say, my friend, you are well educated, that you have a good awareness of the structure of life, and that in actual fact you have linked most well with many different aspects in your spiritual need. However, there appears to be still some road for discovery, and you do have an open mind, which I'm most happy to see. Many people, of course, who actually are on the road to spiritual discovery, they tend to quite often close their minds because they've already perhaps accepted a certain amount of information. You're not a person who is like this. And this is something which actually comes from your soul group, which is the soul group of Scientic. And the soul group of Scientic and you as a being, my friend, are someone who is very well versed with books. And the Scientic soul group are very much a people of learning. And that is you in your truest spirit sense. You are a person who actually can gravitate, can create a great deal of information and understanding, because in a sense books will illuminate to you in such a way, and this doesn't paint you as a dull being that you are in this way. I'm saying that you are absolutely, you have a craving for information and knowledge in your life, and this is really something that you need to pursue to the nth degree. I have to say, in fact, in part, you would make a very good advocate for people, in a sense, because your background knowledge of life, and that being from this particular soul group in the spirit world, means that you actually have a good grasp of vocabulary, you have a good grasp of intonation. And the way that this can help you help other people is something to do with your perception and your understanding of somebody else's difficulties is really going to be something which will help them uncover their road for them in their life experience. So really, in a sense, my dear friend, Laura, this is something which is underlying in your road cause, your root cause for your life being here at this present time. And I hope that you do understand this and you can take some of this upon you, because this really, my friend, is about your changing direction. You are specifically at this time and place in need of understanding this change of direction is something which is not mathematically worked out, but something which is bringing great inspiration, and you should not fear it. You should actually try to take it with both hands and really understand that you can actually help other people to survive and overcome many causes of their problems and ills. You have gifts of communication. You have gifts of healing possibilities within you that will also help in people's aid and recovery. This is a situation which is both that because you have a good mind, a busy mind, it means that you perhaps may have difficulty from time to time in the search and understanding of meditation. Sometimes some people rely too heavily upon objects or a specific thing to focus upon. upon because of the busy mind, and I understand this is something that you may also feel, and I can see this through your book, that in fact meditation wasn't something that you did in younger years. This is something that is really something which is going to be relevant to you now, and that is really uppermost in your mind thought process to help you along your pathway. Your doorkeeper is by the name of Blackfoot, and he in fact is a Blackfoot, and not Blackfeet, but Blackfoot. That's a slightly different tribe, one which actually lived in the southernmost part of Montana, I understand, quite differently from the Blackfeet tribe, which live more to the north and around Saskatchewan and that kind of thing. Blackfoot tribe tended to be in the southernmost tip of Montana. And Blackfoot actually comes to me and says that he is really carrying not a lot for you, quite simply because you are a being who is very strong and very determined. So it's as though he is almost a person who doesn't really have much of a job to do, because you are someone who is protecting yourself. You're someone who is very egoless in your journey, and that is such a pleasure to see. And it, he says that at times he is going to try to draw closer to you when you are more successful with your meditation practice. Yes.
So, question?
Well, that sounds very interesting. I'm a little confused as to the identity there as far as being able to be more helpful to people and how I could do that.
You are confused about the identity, my friend. I am saying, really, my dear friend, that you are a person who can give so much in service to other people. I'm not saying that you are not doing that now, but I'm really saying that this is something which can allow you to step out and actually almost in a sense really find a certain segment of your life much more fulfilling and rewarding. Mm-hmm. And I can see that. I'm not saying that you are bereft of that or anything like that. I'm saying really that the energy, however, is that because of this intonation of your spirit consciousness and the way that you are made up as a physical being and as a spirit linking with that being, you actually, throughout your Akashic book and throughout the journey that you have made, I can see quite clearly that you are a person who takes very strongly certain people's opinions and the difficulties you see others involved in their lives. I'm saying to you, friend, that you are actually able to help other people in this way, in a very concrete way, in a way that they cannot grasp themselves because of your nature and your characteristic.
Aha, uh-huh, good. Well, I'm glad of that. Can you tell whether I'm on my last earth life?
Well, my dear friend, I have to say that this earth life is most definitely significant for you. I am not going to say that you are going to return, because you're not. And in actual fact, my friend, I can see quite clearly that, in fact, many of the situations and the sensations that you feel within you are actually to do with previous situations you have been involved with. Not that you have led this physical life, but that you have actually helped other people in the form of being a helper and a doorkeeper. You have been a helper 6 times to other people's physical life. You have, and you have many, many detailed memories of this. At times, it's almost as though they seem to surface and you feel yourself doing something else that is perhaps completely extraneous to your present physical life. Even having at times a feeling as though you are in another country, which in fact you were, because you were a helper to these many different people.
Well, I'm glad of that. That's good to know. I just feel very often that I don't belong on this planet, and I'm wondering if there's a particular reason for that. I feel
yes.
empathetic with many people, but I also feel very disconnected with others, more so than I do.
Oh, yes, my dear friend, I really do sympathize wholeheartedly. Some people, when they come to have a physical life, it's almost as though they're a real fish out of water. There they are flapping about on the floor or something like that because they really cannot get a grip, get a grasp of the sensations that they're now feeling and experiencing, which, in fact, it's really, my dear, because of the fact that you, when you were in the spirit world, you were so happy. And so with the feeling and the sensations and the absolute freedom that you have in the spirit world. And that really is something which the transition into physical life, many people really cannot accommodate in their physical life. And that is something which has happened to you, especially, I even have to say, with regards to certain family members and that kind of thing. You have felt alien to them as well. And that's actually because they're not from your soul group. That's why they don't actually connect with you in the way that they would have done had they been from your soul group, because that is the position of love, intense love and purity.
Okay, I'm afraid we've run out of time now, but you did get your you had a minute over actually. Okay, so
okay,
thanks very much, Laura. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you. I'll probably be in touch with you through your website again. I'd like to find out if my husband is in my soul group.
Yeah. A private, reading is probably best for. You can ask as many questions as you like then if you have a phone reading or something.
Sure. Yes. Well.
Okay. I'll look forward to hearing from you again. Thank you.
Absolutely. Goodbye, friend.
Bye bye.
God bless.
Okay. Wow.
You see, that is really the way of it for many people. I hear this again and again, and I can see and experience that many people suffer this form of alienation, in a sense, really because of the fact, quite simply, that they are either feeling, in a sense, an estrangement from their immediate family group. Not the love. It's not to do with their love or whatever. It's a form of strange estrangement which actually makes them feel almost as though they're an alien in the wrong landscape of life, you see.
Absolutely.
And I do sympathize with that kind of feeling and sensing because it is most disturbing for many people.
And we know, anyway, just while we're waiting for our next caller.
Yes.
Are you on the line?
I am.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. How are you, Laurie? Okay?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good.
I just came on. It's no problem.
Then. Oh, that's all right. Okay, then. We can just chit-chat afterwards, so that's fine. Okay, so, Laurie, here's Gregory with your reading.
Okay, thank you.
Well, hello, my dear friend, Laurie.
Hello.
And it is with great love and affection that I am allowed to open this, your Akashic book, and I see that it is actually filled with a great deal of understanding of personal interest to you, that this is something that in a sense you are not estranged from. We are talking here about your spirituality. This is something which is not new to you, that you have already always been, in a sense, a very spiritual person. And I have to say that you have come through much of your life with a remarkable resilience and a great deal of empathy with certain conditions and situations that you observe other people suffering from, or that you observe other people in their situation of need. Now, I have to say, in fact, my dear friend, that you are a person who would do very well in the company of dolphins or such beings as that, purely because of the empathy that you would have with them and that you do have with them, and the situation as well with beings in fur as well, I have to say. Animal creatures, that kind of thing, are... These are all really to do with remnants of your memory from your spirit life, because in the spirit world, you actually have been a person who was instrumental and had a great fascination for many different species. you understand then that in the spirit world, all of the species which exist in physical Earth reality and everywhere else exist in the spirit world. So in point of fact, in a sense, you almost have these as very fond memories of that life that you had. It's as though, in a sense, that dogs, cats, horses, or whatever the animal is, birds particularly, are not alien creatures to you. They are things that you find a great deal of empathy with. They're things, they're beings which create the harmony of your world, and you understand about harmony. This is something which is very important to your world. And in fact, my dear friend, I have to say that within the soul group of which you were from, of Kredish, the soul group of Kredish is a well-known soul group of beings who study other animals and beings in the spirit world in particular, because you as your spirit self has been in existence for eternity, because you are a part of God, of course. And in this respect, your spirit, your purity, has always had great concern over animals, nature, their welfare, and that kind of thing. And this is something which also is very endearing about your personality, and is really, it surfaces every now and again to propel you into certain situations, and that is really to do with your care and control, your duty of care, really, to your surroundings, your very harmonic being. This is something which, in fact, would bear itself out, because in the way that you are very sensitive to environments, my friend, and I can see, in fact, that through this sensitivity, which has grown up through your relationship with these other beings and creatures, throughout your entire history of your Akashic book, there happens to be actually a very large lion on the front of it, on the front of your Akashic book, and this is really emphatically positioned because it is the lion of power and courage, and this is something which you have within yourself, a great deal of power and courage. In effect, almost, you have to be very careful how you use of it, how you make it with your life experience. And I am here reminded as well that your doorkeeper is a lady by the name of Shea Dawn. And Shea Dawn is a person of great empathy and knowledge, is not of human physicality, I have to say. Shea Dawn is a being who is an opaque. And this must not worry you or frighten you. This is a being of immense love and immense gratitude for your life. You knew of Shea Dawn in the spirit world before you had a physical existence. In fact, you actually had a pact with her to be able to have this existence with her guarding you. And so, in a sense, you almost feel as though you're being guarded by this wonderful presence. And at times, particularly recently, this presence has been more effective in your life. And I have to say, my friend, you need to connect more with her in order to be able to establish this relationship once again properly for your physical life, because in fact, for much of your physical life, you have actually forgotten about the spirit world entity, about the spirit world makeup that you were so much a part of and are so much a part of, and dreams as well. I have to say, throughout your Akashic book, dreams are situations which help to make your reality, not imagination, but build your reality for things you wish and knew. You send out those thoughts and they are positively with you. She actually brings to you a cup, and a cup of the most amazing form of liquid, which is there for you to sip of when you feel you are without love. And that is something you can come to in your meditation.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Ah, hey.
Gosh, I'm really trying to assimilate this.
Oh, hang on. Your voice, your phone went funny then.
How's this?
Oh, that's better.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it my turn to ask questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just astounded. I've got animals and I've got an OPEC, and I'm wondering how I fit in with humans.
Well, yes, that's the point, really, my friend. That's why this seems to be a format, if you like, that people do feel alienated, and you, in fact, do at times feel alienated, almost as though you don't fit in, a bit like the last meeting that we had. And in this respect, my submission to you, my friend, is how you fit in is that you set this to one side and you say, well, it doesn't matter because I know that my experience is pure and that what I have to do now is to make the best of this life that I have, not to fit in with other people. That's the point, really, my friend. You try to fit in and then it riles against you.
Hmm.
And that you actually feel that you are in difficulty. Your person, it's as though you're swimming and this tide is ever coming in closer and closer to your mouth and you have difficulty breathing.
Hmm.
So the situation is, my friend, that you can overcome it quite simply by very, very purposeful meditation, as I say, because of the fact that you are so in tune with animals, birds, other creatures, basically anything that's not human.
Hmm.
The situation is that, in fact, you would do very well to meditate with water music. That is something which will actually help you to relax, will turn off your busy mind, and will actually enable you to become very empathic with the situation around you, the situation that you face, because water is something which is very necessary for you in your life. The situation that you face is that in this way, water will actually help you to just gently submit. Do this without fear, my friend. There is no fear involved in the spirit world, so long as you say your invocation at the beginning with the highest and best intention and that kind of thing. Say the reason why it is that you want to sit and do this as well. And then the spirit world will be able to join with you. On issues to do with health as well, my friend, you need to be able to make this contact as well and do so in a very giving way, so that if you feel that there is an ailment to do with you, ask the spirit world to deal with it. Ask them to help you. Sit down on a straight back chair for 20 minutes and allow them to come close to you.
I see. I will work on that. Thank you.
Is there anything that you're confused about?
Well, my big question would be about I was wondering if I'm just feeling disconnected because I'm in the wrong location on the planet. Is there a better vibrational match for me than where I am? That would be my question before all this came out.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I have to say, my dear friend, the best connection, the best two places for you to be are either to do with places to do with trees, to do with forests and that kind of thing. So you're a person who would really thrive in situations where there are forests and water. Forests and water are things which really help you to relax and be. You don't do well in desert situations. You are a person who doesn't thrive in the dust. And I don't blame you. They are so alien to you, really.
Huh. Well, I guess a concrete jungle isn't my place either.
No, a concrete jungle isn't. And I understand, though, my friend, that there are difficulties, inherent difficulties in that. Especially as some people, of course, like yourself, who may well be living in a large human-confined place like that, is something really which grates against you, which you have great difficulty with, and I really do sympathize. Humanity wasn't designed to actually live in such close proximity to one another. You need space. You're a person who needs space. Water is something which is fundamental to your existence. So I would suggest to you that the closer to water that you can be, the better you will feel, because the energy from that existence, from that situation, will be something which will help you feel that you are set free.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Laurie. It was lovely talking to you.
And you. I appreciate it so much. God bless.
Thank you. God bless, friend.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Oh, yes. I think to actually be stifled in an inner city, concrete jungle or whatever, I mean, oh, dear. When you want to expand your senses and if you can't get out into the countryside either to get away, that's terrible.
Well, yes, it is. But on the other hand, my dear friend, I do have to say that for many people, they do have particularly living in this modern age now, it does mean that you can close all of your windows mm-hmm. at a particular time of your choosing. You can obtain some music or you can obtain some a recording of a specific nature, perhaps something to do with the nature world, and just place that and put that on as a natural sound, and you can meditate to that. If you need to have something which is there to drown out or to replace the noise which is outside, the noisy environment, that is something that many people who feel entrapped can actually walk into that kind of situation, create that environment in your own home life, add plants and that kind of
absolutely.
Thing will only help to create the magic that you need to survive. Create and think of your own dwelling place as your survival unit. It's an extension of yourself. So why not create that which you know to be helping you on an alien landscape to create your own landscape of reality?
Yes, I've done it many times.
And
people tend to walk into your home in that situation and just, they don't want to leave because you've created such a wonderful environment in there.
Well, yes, quite so. And really, that's what it's all about. If human beings understand that they can create their own environment, they only need to create a living space which is beautiful, which is more empathic to the nature, to the harmonic of an individual. That is something which is so necessary.
And of course, there's other people that absolutely love the city, you know, the buzz
of
the city.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know,
and I'm not saying
it doesn't
that
always work in a negative way, no.
Yes, I'm not saying that large cities or something like that are necessarily bad. I'm just saying that it's people's living experience and their inability to cope with those kinds of expanse of lack of space, whatever, or the whole claustrophobic nature of it and the cacophony of sound they experience is something which can actually be overcome. You just need to have the right tools to do it. And to be able to step outside of this instrumentation that you have now in your mind and accept something differently.
Absolutely.
Because you can beautify your life.
So, thank you for anybody that might have just joined us on Spirit's Work. And you're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're giving people their pre-booked mini-free Akashic reading live on air. So if you think that you might like one of these readings, then we will put you in on another show. I haven't got a date yet, but we can communicate by email, by all means. We will need your full name at birth, that's your full, middle, and last name, your date of birth, your telephone number, and one question, and email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. Okay, have we got somebody on the line?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is that Cynthia?
Yes.
Hello. Oh, that's lovely. Okay. Well, here's Gregory with your reading.
Thank you.
Hello, my dear Cynthia. Good day to you.
Hello.
I can see there is a sense of opinion around you that certain things in life are not necessarily going according to plan. You feel, in fact, through your situation at present, that it's something almost that is appearing to exhaust you. My dear friend, you really need to find the right connection with your own inner life experience and understand that you can propel change through this life experience, you can redirect the energy of your life into a completely new horizon. The point that we have to make here in the situation of your current position in life is that there are fields of thought which you can bring out, that you can create for yourself, which will help you be much more focused in your life than you are at present, and will actually help you to resolve many issues that are going to appear upon the horizon. I'm not saying that your life experience is unpleasant, but what I am saying is that there are so many tools to hand for your life that you will actually be able to experience a much greater depth of prosperity and a much greater depth of love for you, because you're a person who really needs to be held, to be, in a sense, adored for yourself, your mind, your attitude, and that kind of thing. And that is something which, at times, it's almost as though, well, you shouldn't have to ask for it, but because people think that you're all right. And you are all right, but I'm just saying that really you are a person who needs to have appreciation shown to you. And everybody does, of course, in physical life. But for you, this is something which really needs to be brought into focus. And the situation is, my friend, you need to be able to make contact with that higher self state of your own so that you, in fact, will feel more at home and more complete in your life journey. Now, I have to say, my dear friend, you have a Madeline Sinicha, who is, in fact, I wonder if she is any relation to our dear friend, Mr. Sinicha.
Is she Chinese?
Yes. Madeline Sinicha is, in fact, a person who lived in the late 1800s, not very long ago. And Madeline actually is your doorkeeper, and she is this small, trim woman who actually has a complete black mop of hair. And it is cut in almost as though you had put a basin on her head, and it is just cut around like this. And she is a very precise person. She is someone who brings to you a very precise nature in your own physical life. In this respect, Madeline actually brings you a great deal of charm and a certain kind of elegance that you do not find that often in human beings. I have to say that she actually brings to you a sense of, and air about. There is a certain sense and air about your life, which is possibly partly an attribute of Madeline's, but is also a part of the mixture between that influence and the influence of your soul group, which I will come to in a moment. The situation with Madeline is that she actually was a herbalist at the time, and she was actually a writer and a thinker as well. She actually was a Christian Chinese at the time of her living condition, and which is actually something quite rare for the Chinese society. And as I understand, she wrote poetry and that kind of thing. So at times, you almost feel as though you see situations and objects and situations of your day-to-day living which almost seem to appear to be lyrical in their nature. You understand situations as a physical person about synchronicity. You are a person who actually, if you act and if you direct your power toward a very specific thing or situation or object, you would actually be able to evoke the power of synchronicity upon that situation. So you can really, you really are, my friend, a being who can drive the whole syncratic pathway toward the event that you want to achieve. This is the power that is actually at your fingertips. You just need to be able to manifest it more in your physical life. The situation for you, my friend, in the spirit world and your whole spirit nature comes from the Diapades. The Diapades people and beings, like yourself, are peoples of great traveling. And this, in a sense, it's almost as though you are a being who has wandered through the universe. In a sense, in your spirit self, the Diapades people are people without a very fixed home. So at times you may even feel as though you don't want to be at this particular place, but you don't really know where you want to be. This is really to do with the feelings that come through from your spirit life, because the Diapadean people are people who actually create self-worthiness and self-appreciation. So this is something which actually has a feeling for you. That's why people, actually, when you are around them, they think that you're all right. They think that you can cope with everything because you have this this self-contained air about your life position and your physicality. Yes.
Okay, Cynthia, your turn.
Well, I don't know what to say. I guess I do work on manifesting and meditation and try to stay balanced and all the things that I need to do in order to progress on my spiritual path. Sometimes I have issues that occur and it only takes me a bit to refocus and get back on the path. But I've been at projects for a long time, and they were gifted to me to share with humanity. And I've been doing a lot of the work alone on this realm.
Yes.
I get a lot of help on the other realm, but when are people going to show up to help me? I need help, really, to get this to the next level, because it does take a village to get this going. So.
Yes, I understand, my friend. The problem is for you that it is so difficult at this present time. It's almost as though you're shouting to the wind and the wind is blowing in the wrong direction. It's almost as though you feel so very connected and yet this connection does not appear to work through into certain aspects of your physicality, certain aspects of your life. It's as though you're almost struggling in a storm. The wind is so fierce that you're really hanging on to every lamppost, every marker in your life that you can. But the problem is, my friend, that the sense at the moment, however, is that you are still remembering all of those past activities, and the sense of failure that can then almost seem to drown you out, overpower you. And in a sense, that the only reason really, my friend, that you feel that you're trying to make this transition, you're trying to get to this next level, but that is only because you've been told it's another level. It's been described to you that you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to set all of these different parameters in which to jump hurdles. But that isn't, in fact, a fact. The situation, my friend, is that it is all within your grasp. All that you need to do is to set aside all of these other thoughts and sensations, things that other people have said to you that you must acquire, or you must create, or you must do this, you must do that, in this numerical order, almost as though you are a linear person living in a linear time field, which you are, of course, but you're also a spirit being in the spirit world. Do not forget, my friend, your beautiful, beautiful spirit is a being who constantly lives in the spirit world. You have one foot in the spirit world and your other foot is in the physical life. The situation for you is becoming more difficult because you are still interacting with the situations of the past, which I'm not saying that you're dwelling in the past. Please do not misunderstand me. I mean no derogatory statement here whatsoever. What I'm saying to you, however, is those energies of the situations of your past dealings with the spirit world and with those interactions of personalities who have been trying to help you, some of whom are positive, and occasionally one or two have been negative, have not actually transpired with the situations due to you that should have come, which is why it has been so difficult. And what you have to do is to actually throw them out, leave them in the memory box of that was your past life. And that was the life that you had then. What you have to do now is look at this in a different perspective and understand that because of the fact, my friend, you have a foot in the spirit world and one in the physical state, it means that you are able really and truly to connect with what you need to connect with, but you have to stop seeking the parameters that other people tell you are there or that you have to strive to reach. Because they are parameters that they reached for their lives, but that do not suit you and your vibration. Your intention doesn't warrant it. Your intention or vibration, my friend, is not of that ilk. So why do you think it would fit you?
You want me to answer that?
Well, you see what I'm saying, my dear friend.
No,
you are gauging your life by what other people tell you
right,
it should be.
Right. And I do sometimes, but other
yes.
times I know that's not the way it is.
Yes,
so.
I am aware of that as well. But what I'm saying is, my dearest friend, that what you really need to do is to be able to just accept now this position. And accept, too, that you can change it. You can change it with positive will, focus, and energy. You can change it not by the description that you have been given, but you will change it outside of self. That is, that you will not necessarily know or be you are not being shepherded in a specific way which is giving you a rigid control. This is something which you just need to let go. You really need to let go. Let go of all of this information so that you can just exist in the place of being.
Mm-hmm.
And in this state, my friend, resolution, reality, realization will come to you. And you will suddenly feel this overwhelming sense of gratitude and love from the spirit world. That will be the key for you to recognize.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, then, Cynthia.
I do hope that you understand this, Cynthia.
Oh, yes, I'm very clear on that.
Okay. All right, then. Well, thank you very much for your call, Cynthia.
Thank
I hope you.
You
enjoyed it.
Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless, my friend.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
I think that's that. I mean, not talking specifically for Cynthia's whatever you were talking about. Only she and you will know that. But we do try to rise to other people's expectations of what they've said.
Yes, quite so. Yes, their rules and their regulations and their you must do this way. You must first of all. Particularly, I would have to say, with the work on chakras and that kind of thing. Oh, you have to do this, and you have to do that, and you have to imagine this field or this sensation, focus upon the spleen or whatever it is.
Mm.
Why would you want to do all of that? It's something that really just holds people back. It just holds people back from the actual physicality, the actual naturalness of what meditation should reveal to you. And how your interaction with your physical state, with your spirit, should be just simple and pure, because it is. It's just simple and pure. You do not need, and I'm not pointing this towards Cynthia in particularly, in fact, this is quite apart from this particular case, but that people complex, make their lives far too complex, a situation. Especially if they are trying to become spiritually responsive and ascend the dizzying heights of that which they are supposed to be aspired to meet with.
I think I've just thought of a classic situation that I heard of the other day. A really, really good medium friend of ours was was asked a question by another medium, who I don't think is as good a medium, asked what level of communication does she work on? Because she works on the 9th level or something, because there's, was it 9 or was it 11 levels? Or you have to know your level. So what level of communication are you coming in on to give these people the readings from their level? It's because she works with loved ones, messages from loved ones.
Yes.
That's how she works. She doesn't work on a psychic link.
Yes.
But she, and our friend said, I don't know. I just work, you know, and it totally threw her. And yet she's a brilliant medium, you know.
Yes, and actually self-belittled by the situation.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear, I'm missing something.
Yes,
all this time I have been giving these perfectly wonderful messages from loved ones in the spirit world, and I never knew which level I was on, almost like going up and down in a lift.
Exactly.
As though you have to be aware of every single nuance or situation of physicality of what somebody else has told you you're supposed to be doing. That is not the case. It's rubbish.
Yeah, I know.
Absolute rubbish. And the point is, of course, that people actually dwell in this, and they look for signs, and they pull everything apart in the nitty-gritty of trying to decipher what exactly the spirit world wants of you. All they really want for you and want you to do is to create love and abundance, is to create loving awareness, to allow the spirit world the energy from your giving self. Because once you start giving loving energy toward other people, it will only fill up more.
And the more you complicate it with drivel like that, then the worse you're going to be as a medium, because that is just rubbish.
Well, yes, and the point is, my friend, that because that means then you're thinking about this, and you're not communicating, you're not connecting, you are not just driving through the situation of who it is in the spirit world that wants to be with you.
Well, and it's ego as well, I'm afraid.
Well, yes, that
it's
too.
It's bringing ego into it, because instantly it's, you know, well, if I'm only working at level 2, does that mean that I'm not, you know, I mean, you know, it is,
yes.
Isn't it?
Isn't that self-diminishing? Isn't that deflating? For you, I'm not talking about ego here. I'm talking purely and simply about the needs to be met, or the physicality needs to be met of the demonstration of pure state. And this is to do with the love within itself. Your love within itself is not less than somebody else's. It's just as much as everybody else has just as much love. They just do not perhaps access it, do not bring in that connection. That is what people need to do.
Yeah, and forget levels, forget ascended masters, just love, that's it.
That is all you need. We could, in fact, come onto a program and just say the word love for the full hour that we are present. And nothing else would be better, in a sense. But of course, we have to say many other things.
Okay, well, thanks, Gregory. I'm sure you've made our callers very happy today.
Well, I do hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Then with love and light, my dear friends, until next time, God bless and be bathed in the light of love for your entire Earth journey. Remember, we're only a step away. God bless.
God bless. And I'd just like to say, if you've enjoyed the show and you want a reading on our next round of Akashic readings, we will need your full name at birth, your first, middle and last name, your date of birth, your telephone number and one question, and email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. On the other hand, if you want a full and private reading, personal private reading from Gregory or any of the other services that we offer. We do offer different lengths of readings as well. Go to our website, which is spirit-teaching.com. So we hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next Monday and on Thursday as well. My name is Sylvie Avery, and until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
hidden abilities. Get in touch with who you really are. Are you waiting for the children of light to come? They're here. You are a child of light. Mirbo World, 5:30 p.m. PEST.
Machine, wishing you all the best and the best of everything that one can offer. Enjoy the music, be a part of it. Wishing you the best in space and other places. Enjoy the music. I do.
Here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Now on BBS Radio, Why Life Is answers a vast number of questions and explores the demystifying of metaphysics and spirituality. Just a fraction of what we will cover are such subjects as detailed explanations of the afterlife, what the meaning of life is, and what intelligent life is like in other worlds. This is a show many of you have been waiting for to hear and participate in as well. Why Life Is has been on the air broadcasting for nearly 3 years and is now available on BBS Radio in prime time on Friday nights at 7 p.m.
Hi, I'm Antonia Lau, psychic alchemist and BBSRadio.com. If you're looking for high stock, all original programming, even the music we play, always original, always here on BBSRadio.com.
Is usually on at this time, but Sharon is away. She's traveling, and she'll be away for until next week. She is at a funeral, and we love you, Sharon. We wish you the best, and our condolences go out to you. Folks, sit back, relax. We're going to play some beautiful music for you, and we'll have another show coming up at 3 o'clock Pacific, Donna Sebo Show. That's a great one. Don't miss it. So stick around. We'll play some beautiful music for you. Thanks for tuning in to BBS Radio.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Thanks.